Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuv Tes Vav. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lili Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Meisha and Devorah Smith for Rav Shlemer, for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel, also in memory of Avi Weiss, Avram Yaakov Ben Meshulam Dov, Alav HaShalom, who recently passed away, by his friends of the BMT class of 1991, also by Judy and Mark Franklin family Lili Nishmas, their dear son and brother Moshe Yehuda Ben Meir Eliyahu Alav HaShalom, and also by Debbie and David Adelson Li'ili Nishmas, their father Rabbi Solomon Adelson, Rav Shlomo Yehuda Aryeh Ben Harav Binyamin David, whose ninth yard site is today, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We are holding at Pshita on Daf Kuf Yodalit on Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the end of the page. What we're going to discuss today is we're going to learn about a machlokes, whether matzah and maror and korban pesach should be eaten separately from each other, or they should be all wrapped together as a single unit and eaten together. And we're going to discuss how that applies bizman hazeh. We don't have korban pesach, so do we do the same with matzah and maror? Even now that matzah is daraisa and maror is drabanan, does that change the status at all? The Gemara then discusses whether the maror needs to be totally submerged in the charoses, or maybe just dipping one end in the charoses is enough. And in that context, we're going to talk about netilas yadayim for davar shetibula b'mashke, that normally you have to wash your hands for something that's dipped in a liquid. And the Gemara is going to discuss the manner in which the mara and the matzah are eaten, including whether you could be yotzei just by swallowing them without chewing them, and whether everybody at the table needs to eat each of them. And then the daf is going to conclude with the discussion of the custom to remove the table, and we're going to have three explanations of the notion of lechemoni, although probably we won't get to that today. So let's begin. Pshita, kuf yadalet and beis, at the bottom of the page. This is mamash unbelievable. Within 2 weeks of Pesach, we're discussing the whole Seder. So, pshita. Hey chadik ashar yirakos, mevarich ashar yirakos. When you have other vegetables to use for karpas, meaning non-maror vegetables to use for karpas, that's great. Use those vegetables. So, you're mevarich ashar yirakos, baruch pri adama. You say baruch pri adama on shar yirakos. It could be anything, any other vegetable that you want to use for karpas. Some people use potatoes, some people use celery, and Rabbi Taitzach Rono Levracha very famously used bananas in order to teach his family that to teach the children that a banana, even though it's a fruit, is a baruch pri adama. So he wanted to be mechanich. So whatever vegetable it is, so you say baruch pri adama. The word karpas is probably a reference to a particular vegetable, parsley. But nevertheless, whatever the minig is, the point is that it should be some non-maror vegetable. That's certainly preferable, non-maror vegetable, to say a baruch pri ha'adama. Like any time that you would eat anything, you always have to say a bracha rishon, etzos l'anos melam hazeh, below bracha. The Rashi and Rashbam point out, and therefore you have in mind that you're pottering the maror with that bracha, that by saying that baruch pri adama, the baruch pri adama is going to go on the maror that you're going to eat later on. Tosos and Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph points out that the bracha baruch pri adama of Tibul Rishon does not pater the maror, because the Haggadah is going to be a hefsik, unlike Rashi and the Rashbam, who say that the baruch pri adama that you say on the karpas will cover the maror. Tosos says it doesn't. You have the whole Haggadah in between. So the Rash suggests, to answer for Rashi and the Rashbam, that even though the Haggadah is a hefsik with regard to Netilas Yadayim, we're afraid that maybe you had es chadas, and therefore you touched a makom atinofes, you touched a dirty part of your body, which would require a new Netilas Yadayim, but it's not enough of a hefsik chadas, the gabe dine brachos. So the bracha on Tibul Rishon does help, like Rashi and the Rashbam say, not like Tosos. Tosos holds that the bracha of hamotzi on the matzah patters the maror from baruch pri adama. Meaning, they all agree you're not going to say baruch pri adama on the maror. Question is, why not? Rashi and the Rashbam say, because he already said baruch pri adama on the karpas. Tosos says, it's because he said hamotzi lechem min haaretz on the matzah. And maror is a vegetable, which is an appetizer. So anything that's ba machmas hasuda, that's part of the meal, is going to be covered by the hamotzi. That machlokas is relevant to another machlokas. Does one recite bari nefashos rabos after eating karpas? That if the bracha patters the maror from bracha rishona, then you shouldn't say bari nefashos. You're relying on that bracha to continue into the maror, so you can't say bari nefashos. But if it doesn't patter the maror, and it's only the hamotzi that patters the maror, then you should say bari nefashos on the karpas, and you get got its own bracha achrona. That's what the Beis Yosef points out in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel. So what do? We want to satisfy all opinions. So that's what the Drisha comments, and this is our practice, that we dafki eat pachos mikazayas of the karpas, because vis-a-vis bracha rishona, you say bracha rishona, and even pachos mikazayas, and even pachos mikashir, and therefore it could be that that bracha rishona will still cover the maror. What about bar nefashos? There's no chiv bar nefashos on that which is pachos mikazayas. So that's the practice to eat pachos mikazayas of the karpas. Rambam holds you're supposed to eat kazayas, but generally speaking, we're machmir for that shita to eat pachos mikazayas, even though we're kind of hungry. And if you use potatoes, potatoes and salt water doesn't taste so bad. You know, it's not like having parsley. But nevertheless, we try to be machmir to have pachos mikazayas. All of a sudden, when it comes to karpas, everyone has big shiurei kazayas. By matzah, they're not so interested. But by karpas, a big shiurei kazayas. So we should be reasonable. It should be smaller than an olive. So vahadar mevarich alachilus marar. And then later, when you get to that point in the seder, when it's time for marar, that's when you say alachilus marar va'achil. Heichad alek alachasa. But if you only have one vegetable, all you've got is lettuce, so my, what's the halacha then? Should you say the bracha of alachilus marar at karpas? Because you're eating something that is marar. So amrafuna mevarich meikara amarar, that you say bar pi adam, you say bar pi adam and the marar va'achil, ul b'sof mevarich alachilus marar. And it's only when it comes time in the seder for marar that you actually say the bracha of alachilus marar, and only then va'achil, only then will eat, and then you'll eat the marar the second time. So Rafuna holds, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, Rafuna holds mitzvah srichas kavan. So you're not yotzi the chiyuv of marar when you eat the karpas, even though you're eating a vegetable that is marar for the karpas, because you're not having kavana to be yotzi the mitzvah of marar, and that's why you don't say the bracha of alachilus marar at that point. However, the Shagas Aryeh asks that in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis, it sounds, according to one of the Gersos in the Gemara over there, that Rav Huna holds mitzvos Ein srichas kavana. So that's somewhat troubling, somewhat problematic over here. And therefore, the Shagas Aryeh explains that according to Rav Huna, even though mitzvos ein srichas kavana, and you yotze yuchiv of marar with the karpas, nevertheless, you could still save the bracha of alachilus marar until the time in the Seder when you eat the marar. Why? Because the din of kol ha-mitzvos mevarach aleinu over las yasan, that you have to recite birchas ha-mitzvah prior to doing the mitzvah, and that after you've already done the Maisa Mitzvah, it's too late to recite the Birchsa Mitzvah, that's only a Din L'Chadchila. But if you did not say the Birchsa Mitzvah beforehand, you could still say the Birchsa Mitzvah even afterwards, as long as you're still somewhat engaged in the Mitzvah. So therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, we want to make a demonstration that we're trying to fulfill the Inyan of Marar later in the Seder, so that's when we say Alachilus Marar, even though Enochinami, you were already Yotze the Mitzvah, by the karpas, if you were eating a vegetable that can be used for marar. So again, ideally, don't use a vegetable that could be used for marar. But if you have to use a vegetable that could be used for marar, so that's what we're suggesting, that maybe that Rav Huna suggests, you still say only bar pi adam at the karpas, and you say the alachilus marar later on. So Maska for Rav Chista challenges, how could you say alachilus marar when you eat the second time? Lach shmili kresim and chosim varich lei. Doesn't that seem ridiculous? That after you have already filled your stomach with the marar, now you're going to say a bracha of alachilus marar? Ela amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, now here's what you do: meikarim mevarich le bar pi adama ve'alachilus marar. When it's time for karpas, you say bar pi adama and alachilus marar va'achil, and you eat it. Ulbesov achil achilas chasa below bracha, and then the second time you eat your lettuce, you eat your marar without any bracha at all. And that's why am I eating it at all if I'm not saying a bracha, and I was already mekayim the mitzvah of marar the first time. I even said a bracha of alachilus marar the first time, because there's a din of shnei tibulim. You're supposed to dip things twice, and the second thing you dip is the marar and the charoses. So to be mekayim the shnei tibulim, that's what you do. The Tosos points out in the name of Rav Yosef Tovelim in the Yotzros to Shabbos Hagadol, who says that l'lama shar yirakos ba'in tchila liftar chazera shal mitzvah bracha ru'uyala v'she'en lomar shtei brachos ka'achas shtia. achila. Why is it that we have shar yirakos first, that we have a karpas, in order to be able to say a baruch pri adama to pater the mara later on? Meaning, when you have another vegetable to use for karpas, you're eating potato for karpas, why am I doing that? So that I can recite a baruch pri adama, so that I will not need to recite a baruch pri adama on the mara. Meaning, according to Rav Yosef Tovelim, we dafka avoid a baruch pri adama on the mara because we do not want to say both the baruch pri adama and the na'al achilas maror on the same food, because enos and mitzvos chavilos, that generally we're not supposed to bundle mitzvos together. However, Tosos and the Arzarua and the Smag disagree. They say there's no enos and mitzvos chavilos with the brachos on the mar. It's not two different mitzvos. It's two brachos on one mitzvah. And since when do we not do two brachos on one bar priagafen and kiddush on the same kos shaliayin? What do you mean? That's not called enos and mitzvos chavilos. And Tosfos says, and I'll bring you a raya. According to Rav Chista, you do say two brachos on the first on karpas. You would say both brachos. So don't tell me that nowadays when we eat marar, the whole reason we eat other vegetables for karpas, the whole reason we're doing so is to avoid having to say two brachos. When you have only marar, you say two brachos at the karpas, according to Rav Chista. So the Big Day Yesha on the Mordechai suggests to answer for Rav Yosef Tovelim that it's not a real enos and mitzvos chavilos. It's just using it as like a melitza, as a lashon, that since mimeli you're going to have to do a tibul rishon anyway in order to be matmiyah the tinokos, in order to get the kids to ask, you're going to have to do a karpas anyway. So they dafka were misaking it to do it with yirakos, with shar yirakos, not with marer vegetables, so that you could separate the brachos. Because it's better to say, it's not that it's a violation of enos and mitzvos chavilos, but better to separate the bar b'adama on one and the alachilos marar on the other. Rav Shachter in Eretz HaTzvi has a long piece on enos and mitzvos chavilos, where he has an entirely different explanation of Rav Yosef Tovelim, but it's very involved, so I'm not going to get into it now. Ayein Sham. Now, there is a machlokas harishonim within Shitas Rav Chista. The Me'iri understands that according to Rav Chista, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and that's why you're yotzei with the karpas, you're yotzei maror with the karpas. So his kasha on Rav Huna is v'chilach rashamile kresa emenu. Once you've already been yotzei the mitzvah of maror by eating maror at the karpas, you're then going to say a bracha? Tosfos, however, disagrees. Tosfos says, then he should have really just asked, how can you say a bracha later on? It's a bracha levatala. You've already been yotzei the mitzvah. No, it's not that you've already been yotzei the mitzvah. Really, he holds mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana, and his real question is, it looks like a chuchavit lula. It looks like a joke, that physically, you're eating the vegetable that is marar. So even though you're having kavana not to be yotzei, and therefore you're not yotzei, so it's not a mitzvah, and it makes sense, it's not a bracha, to make the bracha later on. But it looks silly. You're eating all this mara, and then later, after you eat all the mara, you're going to say, Alechil's mara. That's what Rav Chista's primary challenge is. So anyway, Surya Avdi Kravuna. In Surya, they did like Kravuna, that if they only had lettuce, they would say a bracha of Baruch Pi Adama on the lettuce when they ate karpas, and an alechil's mara when they got to the mara portion of the seder. Rav Shesh B'Rav Yeshua Avdi Krav Chista, and Rav Shesh B'Rav Yeshua did like Rav Chista, that he made both brachos on the Tibul Rishon at the Karpas point of the Seder. He said both the Baruch Pi Adama and the Alachilas Morar. The Achronim point out that there is no such Amora in the rest of Shas named Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Yoshua. We don't find him anywhere else. So in the Tuktuke Sofrim, he has a Girsa, Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi, not Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Yoshua. In fact, in Sukkah Memvavim Beis, it says Besura Avdi Kemarema Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi. So you do find Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi elsewhere, but you don't find Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Yeshua. I don't know if that's necessarily right? Isn't that the story they tell about the Ragged Shavar, that someone claimed to have found a manuscript of a Talmud Yerushalmi, of a Masechta of Talmud Yerushalmi, and he had it written up and printed up, and he brought it to the Ragged Shavar for Haskama, and everyone was convinced, and the Ragged Shavar looked through the manuscript and he said, this is a forgery, this is not an actual tractate of Yerushalmi that was lost. He said, how do you know? And he says, because every Masechta in both Bavli and Yerushalmi has at least one new Tanu or Amora that doesn't get mentioned anywhere else in Shas. That's only in that Masechta, and this was such a good forgery. He was so good about incorporating passages from the rest of Shas. He only used real names. He only used names that we know of in the rest of Shas. So the Rav Shaver was able to say, there's no new name here that doesn't appear in the rest of Shas. So I don't know if that's true, but they say that in every Masechta there's one new name. So maybe this is the new name that doesn't appear in any other Masechta. I don't know. V'hilksa kavaseid Rav Chisda. We paskin like Rav Chisda says, V'achabreid Rav Mahadra Ashar Yirakos V'afukin Afshim Plukta. But certainly the best thing to do is what Rav Achabreid Rav did, was to look for another vegetable, not to only use Marar vegetables. So when it comes time to Karpas, use a vegetable that's definitely not Marar, in order that you avoid any Machlokas, and then everyone would agree. You say a Bar Pri Adama on that vegetable, and then you'll say an Alachilas Marar when it comes time to actually eating the Marar. Okay, so once we mention Marar, the Gemara is going to talk about some other Alachos related to Marar. So Amar Ravina Amar Li Mishash Shabreid Rav Nassan. That Mishash Shabreid Rav Nassan told me, says Ravina, that Hachi Amar Hillel, so said Hillel Mishmei de Gemara, in the name of the Bnei Yeshiva. Who was this Hillel that we're talking about? So the Ran al Rif says Hillel and Amora. We're not talking about Hillel Hazakin. We're not talking about Hillel the Tana. This is an Amora by the name of Hillel. The Tashmitz writes in the Tshuva that it could be that this is Hillel who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya also is confusing. That is not the same as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It means Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya means Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but in order to differentiate between him and his grandfather, we call him Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he's mentioned a few places in Shas. So this is Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So anyway, so Hillel the Amora told me, Mishmei de Gemara, lo nichrachin ish matzu mara bahade adadi, don't put matzah and mara all bundled together, all wrapped together, v'nechel, and eat it that way in order to be yotzei the chiyuv, mishum desfir lan matzah bizman hazeh d'oraisa, because we assume that matzah bizman hazeh, that we don't have a beis mikdash, we don't have a karban pesach, is d'oraisa, umara d'rabanan, but mara absent the karban pesach is only a mitzvah midrabanan. So if you were to eat it together, vasi mara d'rabanan, o mevatele le matzah d'oraisa, mara, which is only a mitzvah midrabanan, is going to come be mevatel, it's considered a reshus klapei d'oraisa, so it's going to come be mevatel, the time of the matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore you're not going to be able to yotzei a mitzvah of achilas matzah if you put it together with the maror. But the Tosfos points out, and what about charoses? Everyone agrees you have charoses together with the maror. Maror is a mitzvah midrabanan. Charoses is not a mitzvah at all. So it's going to turn out that the charoses should be mevatel the maror. That anything that's on a lower level is mevatel that which is on a higher level of chiyuv. So the charoses should be mevatel the maror. So even if you hold, and we had machlokas tanaim yesterday, whether charoses is a mitzvah or not. So if you hold charoses is not a mitzvah, it should be mevatel the maror. So Tosfos explains that no, since the mitzvah of Marar was mesukan in such a way that you're supposed to be metabel b'charoses, it's not mevatel it, meaning it's meant to be dipped into the charoses. The Meiri and the Ran say a little bit more. They say the reason charoses is not mevatel the Marar is because all it is a dipping. You're not like wrapping charoses. You're not eating charoses with the Marar. A lot of people don't realize that. Charoses is delicious. Marar, not so much. So people like to pile on charoses on the Marar. That's really not what you're supposed to do. You can do it later, meaning after you finish the mara, you can have a salad, you can stick more lettuce into the charoses, and eat as much charoses as you want. That's wonderful. But when you're doing the mitzvah of mara, you're really just supposed to dip it in, shake off the charoses, and then eat the mara. In fact, we're going to see in the Gemara, you're really not supposed to taste too much of the charoses when you eat the mara. So it's just completely tafel, it's just a dipping, and that's it. Tosfos further writes that if you have tavlinim that are mixed in with the matzah, it's not mevatel the matzah, if you have some spicing in the matzah, because it's not it's only such a tiny amount that we assume that it's not mevatel the tam. So anyway, so Hillel had said that a person should not have the matzah and the mara together, because the mitzvah derabbanon of mara is going to be mevatel the doraisa of matzah, and you're not going to be yotzeiachil this matzah. And even if you generally hold the two mitzvahs together, do not impact each other, do not overpower each other, and one will not ruin the other. That's only if you have two mitzvot daraisa that are being put together, or two mitzvot rabbanan that are being put together. Av daraisa b'drabanan, asi drabanan vatalel daraisa. But when you have a daraisa together with a drabanan, so the drabanan, which is not a chiyuv klape the daraisa, is going to be mevatal the daraisa, and that's really going to be a problem. That was the hakpada that Hillel the Amora taught us. So man tana deshamadei mitzvot ein mevatal zuzu. Who is the tana in general that holds that one mitzvah is not mevatel the other? So Hillel-i, that's not the Amora Hillel, that's Hillel Hazaken. So it's ironic. Hillel is the one that says that you better be very careful because one mitzvah is going to be mevatel the other when you put the matzah and the mar together. Hillel Hazaken is the one that taught us that in general mitzvahs are ein mevatel zuzu. So Hillel the Amora is saying, I'm not going against anybody. I'm not going against, even if you generally hold mitzvahs ein mevatel zuzu, like Hillel Hazaken, but when it's a drabbanan and a doraisa, it will be mevatel. So I'm in line with my namesake, Hillel the Amora wanted to say. But Hillel Hazaken is the one that held that ein mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. D'tanya, Amro alav al Hillel, they said about Hillel Hazaken, who was around when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so when they would bring the Karban Pesach, and you had a chiyuv of a Pesach, matzah, and maror, shayu korchon bevasachas, he would wrap the matzah and maror together in one kricha, va'ochlan, and he would eat them, shenamar, because after all, the pasuk says, Al matzah sumrorim yachlu. So it sounds like the Pesach should be eaten together with matzah and maror. So Hillel was obviously not worried about this issue of mitzvos mevatlos zuazu. Rashi in the Rashbam says korchan vasachas means the matzah and the maror. That's how Rov Rishonim say as well. The Rambam in Chametz Matzah Perches Halachavav says that with the Pesach matzah maror, that it was with all of them. He would be korich the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror together. That's how Rashi, the Rashbam, and Rov Rishonim that if the matzah, you think of like a svardi matzah, it's like a lafa, it's like a soft matzah that wraps around the maror, which is lettuce, and the korban pesach, which is lamb. So it's like a lafa wrapped in, it sounds delicious. So that's how Rashi and Rashbam understand what Hillel did. But the Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah says that Hillel would be korich only the matzah with the maror. Korban pesach was not part of that wrap, it was separate. And he explains the pasuk, al matzos morim yochluhu, that you eat the matzos and row him al besamuch, al near the Karban Pesach, but not exactly together with the Karban Pesach. That's how the Rambam must understand the pasuk. But the Pasha Pshat is like Rov Rishonim say that it was all three together. The Pesach, the Matzah, Maru, all Bebasachas, Va'ochlan, he would eat it, Shnemar, Al Matzah, Maru, Yechlu. So Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, Cholkin, Al Chaver, Val Hillel, that the other Chachamim disagreed with Hillel HaZaken, and they held that you're not allowed to eat the Pesach, Matzah, Maru, all wrapped together. D'tanya, Yochl, Yechorchon, Vasachas, V'ochlan, you might think that it's appropriate to wrap them all together and eat them, Kederach Shehillel Ochlan, the way Hillel used to do it, Tamlomar, Al Matzah, Maru, Yochluhu. Afilu zebiv ne'atzmo, yochluhu implies singular, meaning it could have said ye'ochlu as a plural, that they should all be eaten together. Yochluhu is singular, and that's there to tell me one at a time. So not like Hillel used to do, the other chacham disagreed, they should eat one at a time. How do I know that pasuk al matzah morim yochluhu is about Karban Pesach? So Rashbam points out, because the beginning of the pasuk is va'achlas abasar. So va'achlas abasar is clearly about Karban Pesach. So it's Karban Pesach and matzah and mar. Now goes from Ranchburg and Os Beis. He says, you see from here that according to the Gersh of the Rashbam, the Gemara was actually quoting the pasuk of va'achlas abasar balayla hazeh tzli eish u'matzos al morom yachlu. Meaning there are two psukim. There's a pasuk that says umatzos, vav matzos, meaning umatzos, not al matzos. Umatzos morom yachlu, that's a pasuk that says by Pesach Rishon. The pasuk that we more often quote of al matzos morom yachlu hu is a pasuk that applies by Pesach Sheni, right? That's a lot of times people don't realize that we're so used to citing that pasuk. That's really a pasuk by Pesach Sheni. So Rav Ranchburg points out that the Rashbam must have had a girsa that we're talking about the pasuk by Pesach Rishon over here, because that's the pasuk that starts out with Va'achlas Abasar Belayla Hazeh. That's by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. And that's what the Avni Nezer and others write as well. So so when we say Al Matzos Umrom Yachlu, it's just paraphrasing, but the real Pasuk we're quoting is the Pasuk by Pesach Rishon. So anyway, Maskel Ravashi, so Ravashi challenges, Ihachi, if you're right that the Chachamim Aser doing what Hillel did, that they do not allow wrapping the Pesach and Matzah Marah together. Maya Filu, why do we say that even if you have one at a time, that's okay? Sounds like you could have it however you want, that you could have even Bekri Chachas. Why would you say Afilu if you have one at a time? You're Yotze. If you hold like the Chachamim, you must have them one at a time. You're not allowed to wrap them together. Elam Ravashi Haitana Hachi Katani. The Tana of the Brisa means to say it like this. Yachalo Yetze Behu Yede Chavaso Elim Kain Korchon Vasach. You might think you must do like Hillel. No, you have options. Hillel's a good option, and eating them separately is also a good option. Whichever one you want. It's not that we have an objection to the way Hillel did it of wrapping them together. It's that we do not insist on doing it the way Hillel did it. So it turns out that the Tana of this Brisa agrees to Hillel that you're allowed to eat a pekricha. One mitzvah is not mevatel the other mitzvah. The only difference between this Tana and Hillel is whether you must do it b'kricha achas. But certainly there are other chachamim that disagree with Hillel and hold that you're not allowed to eat it b'kricha achas, because there are definitely chachamim that hold that mitzvahs are mevatel zu hazu. It's just that's not how to translate this brisa. But there are three shitos in Tanaim, the way it turns out. The shita of Hillel that you must be korich them b'yachad, the shita of Tanaim that hold mitzvahs mevatel zu hazu and you must not be korich lem biyachad, and then the sheet of this price that says whatever option you can choose to be korich biyachad or choose not to be korich biyachad. Since we don't have a very clear cut psak whether we should follow Hillel or the Rabbanan, mevarich al achilas matzah va'achil. So you make an al achilas matzah, you say bracha al achilas matzah, and you eat matzah alone without a kricha. V'hadam varich al achilas marah va'achil. You say al achilas marah and you eat the marah without a kricha. V'hadam achil matzah v'chasa ba'de adadi, and then you take the matzah and the marah together below bracha. Zecha l'miktash kehillel. Without a bracha, and you eat that, zecha l'miktash kehillel, like the way Hillel did with the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, l'fishitas Rambam, with just the matzah and the marah, meaning exactly the way Hillel did with just matzah and marah, because the Rambam held that Korban Pesach is not part of the kricha, or the way we normally assume that even though in Hillel also had the Korban Pesach in there, we don't have a Korban Pesach, so we do a zecha l'miktash with just matzah and marah. There are two types of zecha l'miktash. Sometimes you do a zecha l'miktash where you're doing exactly as they did in the Mikdash. And sometimes you do the Zecher L'Mikdash, it's more like a Zecher L'Churban, that you do it in a way that shows that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that we're doing it in a way that's missing something. So it doesn't have, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we're doing that. So this Zecher L'Mikdash may not be a Zecher to the Mikdash in a positive sense. There are two separate psukim in Shas that the Gemara quotes as to how we know Minolan Davdinan Zecher L'Mikdash. We have Lulav Nital Kol Shiva Masech HaSukkah is Zecher L'Mikdash, because Tzion Hi Dorei and then the Gemara Masechet Bavas says we put Efer Mikla B'Rosh Chasan, and we put ashes on the head of a Chasan, and we leave an amah of space unfinished in our homes and things of that nature. And the Gemara says, how do I know you do a Zecher L'Mikdash like such? And the Gemara says, because Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. Why do I need two different psukim? You don't need to be the world's biggest brisker to realize that if there are two different psukim and two different sets of halachos that are each described as Zecher L'Mikdash and two different sugis and shas, that is Tzvei Dinim, right? That's clearly two separate dinim. One is the Zecher L'Mikdash in the positive sense of salvation, and the other is the Zecher L'Mikdash in the negative sense. So Pashtus, we always think that Zecher L'Mikdash Kilel is the positive one, that I'm doing exactly like Hillel did, but L'Chora, that's only according to the Rambam, that this is exactly what they did, what Hillel did with just Matzah Mar. But missing the Korban Pesach, it could be that this is Zecher L'Mikdash in the negative sense, that it's a Zecher L'Mikdash in the yearning for the Mikdash and knowing what we don't have. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, when you eat the kricha, the Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel, do you use charoses? Dip the sandwich or whatever you call it, the korech, in charoses? The Ravya and the Rokeach and other Rishonim say that you do not dip it in charoses. Shnei tibulim, not shlosha tibulim on the night of the Seder. However, the Ritzgeus and Rashi and the Rush and the Ran say that you do dip it in the charoses, because that's how they would have it bizman abayis, and we're trying to mimic what they did Bizman Abayis, and that's the Shitas Rambam as well. Although the Rambam says again, the Rambam holds everything is dipped in charoses, even the matzah is dipped in the charoses. That's the Rambam holds. That's the function of charoses, is for all, everything to be dipped in it over the course of the night. So let's leave the Rambam out. And then you have the sheet of the Ritva and the Meiri that you eat however you want. You want to eat it b'tibul, that's good. good. You don't want to eat a petibul is also good. So three shitos in Rishonim. The Shagasari brings a raya from the Rush that this kricha does not require a kezayis of mara, but he comes to the conclusion that you should have a kezayis of mara in the kricha. In the Avnei Nezer, he comes out that the kricha b'zman hazeh does not require a kezayis of mara, but our practice is that we do put a kezayis of mara in the kricha. Shulchan Aruch writes that before the eating the matzah that's wrapped with the mara, you should say zecher l'mikdash kehillah, meaning we're indicating why we're doing this as a zecher l'mikdash kehillah. So you recite a passage zecher l'mikdash kehillah before eating it. Says the Bir Halacha, wait a second. If this might be your fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah or your mitzvah of mara, because that's how Hillel held matzah mara is supposed to be eaten, by saying those words zecher l'mikdash kehillah, you're creating a hefsek. So you said the bracha of alachilas matzah before you ate the matzah, alachilas mara before you ate the mara. By saying zecher l'mikdash kehillah, that's going to be a hefsek. So therefore, the Bir Halacha says, no, better to eat it first, and then after you eat it, say zecher l'mikdash kehillah. You look at the instructions in the Haggadah. Normally, they say like the Bir Halacha that you should say zecher l'mikdash kehillah only after eating the korech. Now, korech, generally speaking, means to wrap together, right? That's what we're suggesting over here, that it's wrapped together. So I always thought that was one of the rayas, that the Sfardim have it right, that the Sfardi matzah, you know, we can't wrap our matzah around the maror, because our matzah just cracks. It doesn't wrap. But that's what the word korich means. We translate korich as sandwich. It definitely does not mean that in Shas. The word korich does not mean sandwich, right? It means to bundle together or wrap something together. So that's pashtus, what they would do. They would have a soft matzah that they would wrap around the. So some are knowing that they wrap the marar around the matzah because we use soft marar. I mean, if you use lettuce, so in order to be yotze this inyan of korech, that for korech they wrap the marar around the matzah. I always try to buy one box of Sfardi matzahs. You have to make sure you have a good hashgacha. But one box of Sfardi matzahs a year, it's like $50 for two matzahs. You know, it's a pound, but a pound is like two matzahs because they're thick and they're like bricks. But at least for korech, I can wrap the matzah around the marar. So I'm Rav Blazer, I'm Rav Shai. Any food that you dip in one of the mashkim, like a vegetable that you were to dip, the Rashbam says in kutach or in chometz, it's got to be one of the Zayin mashkim. Kutach is one of the Zayin mashkim because it has milk in it, and milk is one of the Zayin mashkim. Chometz is one of the Zayin mashkim because it's grape vinegar, so it's wine vinegar. So wine is one of the Zayin mashkim. So anything you normally dip in mashkim, tzarkin til sidayim. You need to wash your hands before you eat it, because the halacha is that yadayim midrabanan have a din of a sheni l'tuma, and a sheni l'tuma can make a mashka a rishon l'tuma, and that mashka will then turn the food back into a sheni l'tuma. So you have to wash your hands. Amra papa shmamina, we see from here that hay chasa, that the lettuce that you have for tibul rishon, tzarech l'shakui b'charoses, you need to entirely soak it in the charoses, mishum kafa, because of any sort of sakana that there might be in eating it. There could be some, it could be dangerous to eat it. So the charoses takes away the koach of whatever it is that's dangerous in the, that's dangerous in the maror. But if you don't totally, so since the idea of dipping in charoses is that it's supposed to kill whatever bacteria there are in the maror, if you just dip one end of the maror in the charoses, it's only going to kill the bacteria on that end. It's not going to kill the bacteria in the whole maror. So that's why it must be you're supposed to soak the entire maror in the charoses in order to kill that bacteria. So diis al kadai techlo tzarich l'shkuei netil sidayim lamali halonaga, and the raya is that you dip the whole thing in is because if you don't have to dip the whole thing in, why would you have to do netilas yadayim? Just hold it at the other end, at the dry end, and then it won't come into contact with any of the zayin mashkim. Your hands won't come into contact with any of the zayin mashkim. So says Maranov, maybe I could tell you just dip one end into the charoses, but v'kafa merecha mayis. How's that going to help to kill the bacteria? Because it's the aroma of the charoses that kills the bacteria. It doesn't have to actually be drenched in it. Why then do you need netilas yadayim? If you can avoid touching the mashkim entirely, you can take one end of the piece of lettuce, dip the other end in the charoses, you're not going to be touching the mashkim at all. Dilma mishakule, because of a concern that maybe when you dip the mar in the charoses, you might come to dip all of it in the charoses, and then you'll come touch. So netilas yadayim is only a chashash shema. It's a chashash that you might come to do it. This is Rav Shachter points out that the Balei HaTosfos say, Tainus. Now we're going to say later on that when we put a tapuach in the charosas. So when we say that we put a tapuach in the charosas, that people misunderstand. They assume that tapuach means apple, but Bali has also pointed out that tapuach in modern Hebrew, they don't say modern Hebrew, but tapuach in modern Hebrew means apple. Bali has also pointed out clearly tapuach in Shas means a citrus fruit, and that's why it kills bacteria, because it's a fruit that has it's an acidic fruit. So that's what kills the bacteria in the maror. That's the zechel of tapuach. They didn't have apple trees in Mitzrayim. They had citrus trees in the Middle East. That's what they. So it's probably a citrus fruit. It's probably an esrog or a lemon or orange or something like that. That's the real tapuach. V'amra papa lo nishi inish maror b'charoses. A person should not keep the maror in the charoses. Dilma agav chalya de tavlin, because maybe since the sweetness of the tavlin in the charoses mevatel the marore. So the sweetness of the tavlin in the charoses is going to be mevatel the mariris and being a tamar v'leka. That's what we pointed out. A lot of times people when they're eating the maror, they pile on the charoses on the maror. That's where the Gemara says explicitly don't do that, because you're not allowed to be mevatel the tam of maror. So after you've already been yotze the mitzvah of maror, you could eat all the charoses you want, but for the mitzvah of maror you should not dip it into the you should not have too much charosas. You just dip in a little bit, you shake it off, and it's enough to kill whatever bacteria is on the maror, or to kill the tala'as. That's how Rabbi Chananel says that kafa means not bacteria, it means the tala'as, that there were worms on it. So that's the question that Rishonim deal with. Worms. If there are worms on it, you need to do more than kill it. You need to wash it off. You're not allowed to have worms. So the Rishonim explains, Tosas explains, usually there aren't worms on it, meaning it's miyat she'enu matzui. So whenever they have a miyut she'enu matzli that have bugs, you don't have to check for a miyut she'enu matzli. For such as, if less than 10% of the vegetables will have bugs, you don't have to check for them midine b'dikas tala'im, if it's unusual for it to be infested. But midin sakana, if a live worm is dangerous and a dead worm is not dangerous, midin sakana, even for less than 10%, chamira sakanta me'yisura, sakana is more serious than isser, so we have to check even for a miyut she'enu matzli to get rid of any sakana. Okay, adbir of chisla the Rabbanu Ukva v'darash, not al yad b'tibul rishon, not al yad b'tibul sheni. Rav Chista darshined that if you already did netil sidayim for the first dipping for karpas, do it again for the second dipping. Amur Rabban Kamed Rav Papa habi alma itmar. That statement was not about the night of the seder. He was talking about stam, when you do dippings throughout the rest of the year, when you're having dips. So there's no kavius of how much you have to do. If you wash your hands for first dipping, you should wash your hands again. If you're Messiah in between for a second dipping. If he was saying this about the night of the Seder, why would you need to wash your hands again? After all, you just wash your hands one time before the Tibul Rishon, and you knew there was an agenda, there's a Seder. So you knew that you were going to need a Tibul Sheni. So you were not Masiach Das on the night of the Seder, because you knew what was coming. Papa said, no. He said it dafka about the night of the Seder. What other night are you doing two dippings? Isn't that the whole point? That it's strange, and that's why children ask about it? Elamai, hachidmar, so what? You want to say he was talking about the night of the Seder? Netil Sidaim, Trey Zimni Lamali, Amashal Yadichad Zimna. But why would you need a second Netil Sidaim? After all, at the first Netil Sidaim, you knew that the second dipping was coming up, so there's no Eschadas. Amri Kivin by the Memra, Gad Tavalele, Dilma Suche Aschiladite, Vinaga. That we have to be concerned that since there is a lot that goes on in between the one dipping and the next. You have the whole Haggadah, the Hallel, and everything else. So that's why we're concerned that maybe there's a Hesachadas, meaning Karpas is before the whole Haggadah, Maror is after the whole Haggadah. So we have to be concerned that maybe you had a Hesachadas, and that's why you need to wash your hands a second time for the second dipping. Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatzah, Bala Maror Lo Yatzah. A separate Indian. When it comes time to eat matzah, if you swallow it without chewing it, you Yotze, another Raya for Sephardi matzahs. You try to swallow a cracker without chewing it. Bala maror lo yotze. If you swallow maror without chewing it, you're not yotze, because you have to really have the tam of the maror. Bala matzah umaror yidei matzah yotze. If a person balea matzah and maror together, so he's yotze the mitzvah of matzah, yidei maror lo yotze. Not yotze the mitzvah of maror, he's not margish the tam. Krach and besiv, if he wraps them together in a sieve with something that grows around a decal tree, so he ties them together, ublaan, and he swallows them, af yidei matzah nami lo lo yatzah. So you're not yotzi the mitzvah of matzah either. My brother just texted me yesterday that you see from here that korich doesn't mean wrap, like I always tell him. I always say korich means wrap, and that's right. That's right. He said korich means bundle, that you bundle them in a sieve. But I thought this is exactly the raya. Korich means in something else, that it has to be in. So the sieve wraps around the whole thing. So there's a clear raya that it does mean to wrap, I think. Everybody has matzah in front of them at the Seder. Everyone's got mar in front of them at the Seder. Everyone's got charos in front of them. But there's only one person that's reading the Agada and is being motzi everyone else with Shomei Kona. He's the only one you're okra the shulchan from. Rav Huna Omer Kulunami Lefnei Misha Omer Agada. That you only have matzah mar and charos, a Seder plate in front of the guy who's saying the Agada. You don't need in front of everyone. Vilchsek Rav Huna, we pass on Rav Huna. Lama okra the shulchan. Why are we okra the shulchan? So the children will see something unusual and ask. Abaye, have you also come to Rabba? Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba because he was his adopted father. Chazed come out ditachem mikame, and he saw that they removed the plate from him. Samalu, adayin lo kachlinin, also come akri tachem mikaman. We haven't eaten yet. Why are they taking the plate away? Amale Rabba, petarte milomer manishtana. Fantastic. Now we don't have to say manishtana. So the Rishonim say, and he must have asked other questions also, because that's not enough for the manishtana. Okay, Bezeshem, we'll pick up with the two dots tomorrow.